When I was a seminarian, that's becoming longer to remember now, people thought that us as seminarians have it all together, that we know that we are called, that we know that Christ is at work in our hearts. Well, he is, but we're still questioning, and there's still an uncertainty, even as we progress with our studies. Is the Lord calling us? And another way we can look at this, because I once was engaged, is the Lord calling me to marry this woman? Is this what he is calling me to? Where is my heart? What am I doing? Am I giving my all? And that is what these readings are all about today. I know we're preparing ourselves for Christmas, but we could say these readings are the furthest thing from Christmas that we can think about, because they talk about the second coming of Christ and that certainty and that uncertainty that our Lord has for us and wants us to discover. Yes, the certainty that our Lord came at Christmas over 2,000 years ago, that the Word of God became flesh and came into this very world. And yet we like to add more to the confusion, because next week's readings are going to be about John the Baptist and the coming of Jesus. But our Lord wants us to focus this week on his coming, the second coming, the uncertainty of when that could happen. And what our Lord wants us to focus on is to focus on him. Because as we heard in today's gospel, with the flood of Noah from the Old Testament, people were just living out their lives. But we notice something that's missing in this, in Jesus' story. We don't hear anything about God and about prayer and about how they should be living out their lives. That is completely taken out. And our Lord wants us to focus on that. Because only through prayer, as a seminarian, was I able to discover that our Lord was calling me to a life to become a priest. Only through prayer, the little that I did back in those days, that I discovered that the Lord was not calling me to the married life. Our Lord calls us and wants us to follow him, wants us to place our hope in him, the very hope that people are going to Jerusalem. They're climbing a mountain, and that's the mountain in Jerusalem. They go from the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point, to the high point, which I can tell you, being there in around springtime, it can be snowing in Jerusalem. We don't think of that, but there was snow. They were in Jerusalem at night. That's how big of an elevation is. And they would have saw the temple on top of this mountain as a sign of hope for miles away, because it would have gleamed with all the gold and all the elaborate ornaments and ornamentation on that temple. And our Lord is calling us to follow him, to seek him out. He wants to be the light of light for us in this time of uncertainty in our hearts, where the altar is stripped bare to remind us that we need to get back to the basics, back to prayer, back to Mass, back to putting Christ back in that center, being reminded that with our difficult questions that we might have to bring to him, to bring it to the cross, to bring it to this altar, and to receive the one who sacrificed his very life for us, so we can grow closer to him. That is what we bring to our Lord, our prayers of uncertainty, our prayers of hope, our prayers of finding our way in maybe a time where we might be a little bit lost. And Christmas is that combination, that the light of light, the word of the Lord, comes to us. He wants us to give up those things, because this can be a season of penance for us, a time where we get back in touch with God, maybe giving up something that has led us astray or haven't brought that fulfillment for us closer to Christ, and allow Christ to become an even better part in our hearts. When we allow Christ to be part of our hearts, he gives us, through his very actions at work in our lives, that certainty that this is the direction that our Lord is asking me to go, asking us to follow, and allowing us to see his light. So as we prepare, let us prepare with our hearts by truly joining in at the Mass, by truly joining in with our Lord through his ultimate prayer, his sacrifice, where he will be present on this altar, our Lord's very body, blood, soul, and divinity, becomes that certainty in our lives that he wants to be part of us and help us with our uncertainty.